Ahead.
Okay, we are in session at 7 p.m.
We got all our appropriations paid.
We actually have some money coming in. Before you fall grand something.
Oh, that was for the rest of that
FEMA. Yeah.
FEMA.
Hey, Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Gina.
How are you? Little dead.
Well, this is not for me. This is for you, my dear. You gave me correspondence.
Know. Good.
I'll make a motion to approve payables, payroll, and then we have minutes from the May 13th emergency meeting and the May 13th special meeting.
Well done.
How come I got three here? Hold on. Emergency meeting, special meeting. Where's the rest of this one?
One of them only have one line.
This is 28 and 29. Oh, where's this is for our last meeting. When was our last full meeting? Is that what's over
Two
here?
weeks ago.
Right there. So also approving May. Right here's the last page.
You got it. Thank you.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. This is so, and also approving the May 6 minutes.
Okay. We have done all of our opening, reviewed the minutes, reviewed and approved all three of the minutes, reviewed and signed the orders, and have been voted on and approved. So moved. We will go to open forum, which we don't have a lot of open forum here. You don't qualify.
Unless you have something out of the norm, out of the what you're here for.
Actually, from the correspondence. Okay, I have a recommendation form here to redo our town health officer's paperwork, permit, licensure. Same person, same deal. Just need to
Renew.
make a motion on it and then sign the paper. He had signed first part of the paperwork. Well, not all of it.
Nominate.
That's why I was going to let you
Hotel,
do
you can be a delegate.
it. I second.
For a health officer.
What's the date?
20th. Today makes 29 years I've been at the hospital. Yeah. You ain't kidding. 29 years of driving around every day. Yeah.
Well, you're getting very much.
Yeah, I think I'll pay that gas.
All right. No, this is not a new appointment.
Three-year deal with them.
What?
For Valerie.
What's that?
For Valerie, it's a
Yeah, but
three-year.
it's not a, somebody marked a new appointment and it's
If it
not a.
came that way, so you
Oh,
can
no.
cross it out or change it if you want, whatever.
Okay. I guess the start date would be whatever. Okay, 5/31. So I guess our start date would be 6/1, right?
Illogical.
Even if it's a game or something like that. Almost fell on
us. Probably
the
end.
Yeah, I think so.
Give me Valerie.
Yeah.
Long Mill Hill.
Their email address and their telephone one. Telephone number is there.
Oh. 802-645.
Wait a minute. What is that? That's her hot home?
Home phone, yeah. 486.
Professional degree, circle MD, occupation. Would be that, would should be fairly self-explanatory. If you're an MD, you're a doctor. That's probably your, most doctors are doctors. Dang.
How do you spell her last name, Paul?
V-I-T-A-L-E.
V-I-T-A-L-E. Just looking to see if I can find her email.
I don't know her email.
Or her address. Well, Gina has her email if you need that.
Your address?
I'm looking.
I thought Sherry just went and got it.
No.
Well, is her phone number 0468 or is,
no,
was this
our number?
Oh, you're 0486.
86.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's here that we've had her name. Looks like 2179 Sawmill Hill Road. But it looks like she might use this phone number here for stuff.
No, I think.
Is hers just last two digits or flipped, or is that just a phone?
I believe her address is, or her phone number, and she uses this phone number, and then when she
right.
calls you or something.
Right.
We don't need everybody in the world calling her a dumbass question. 2179. Get it. We have a letter from to me from R.H. Smith. They're pleased to confirm our understanding of the nature of limitations of the service that we're here provided on the wells that must be here, so forth, so on, what they will be doing. All documentation needed appropriately identify and classify the fixed assets. All documentation needed to verify the ownership of the fixed assets. Only the specific details regarding the useful life of fixed assets. Special details regarding any asset, retirement obligations, restrictions on a fixed asset. All required requested documentation to verify fixed asset purchase details, including which the town of Wells accounts were expensed for the assets in their accounting system. Oh,
Is there any change from the prior year's contract we
This is
know?
the whole separate deal. This is $150 an hour with a minimum of 5 hour charge to be billed at the start of the engagement. What's that?
I said I missed it. What do you mean?
This is R.H. Smith's.
The auditors.
It's our auditors.
What's that?
It's our auditors, right?
That is correct. We're pleased to confirm our understanding of the nature and limitations of the services we provide the town of Wells in fiscal year 2025. We will apply the agreed upon procedures with which the town of Wells has specified indicated below. That's all the stuff that I just read. The engagement is solely to assist the town of Wells with the above mentioned fixed asset services. Our engagement to apply agreed upon procedures will be conducted in accordance with the affestation standards established by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. The sufficiency of the procedures is solely the responsibility of those parties specified above. Consequently, we make no representation regarding the sufficiencies of the procedures described above for any purpose. If for any reason we are unable to complete the procedures, we will describe any restrictions to the performance of the procedures in a report, or will not issue a report as a result of the engagement. Because of the agreed upon procedures listed above do not constitute an examination, we will not express our opinion on the fixed asset services. In addition, we have no obligation to perform any procedures beyond those listed above. Ron Smith is the engagement partner and is responsible for supervising the engagement and signing of the report and authorizing another individual to sign it.
So what is this for?
It's like a contract. I didn't read nor stuck it in.
So this isn't our normal audit?
No, it is.
No.
It's our normal audit.
No, I mean, it's not our normal financial audit every year, what they're talking about.
No.
So what is it that they're, because usually that's a flat.
The way I'm reading this thing, this is the only assets.
They're going
we have assets, liability, expenses, and income, near as I can tell.
Really?
Well, you were the one with a big degree, so I just.
What's in here?
I flunked out of the fifth grade. So
Well, I know. And so I don't know what the 100, I mean, they're, are they looking to do something? I mean, actually, this brings up a point. I never saw the audit report from last year. Every time I asked for it, it wasn't done yet, wasn't done yet. So
you
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
Or have it emailed to me because we.
It's a big, I'll give you the phone.
Yeah, because they were delayed in getting it to us last year.
Yes.
Now I have another one here. This is, we are pleased to confirm our understanding of the services that we are able to provide to Town of Wells the year ended June 30th.
Okay, this is the yearly one.
This is management discussions and analysis, budgetary comparison schedules, budgetary basis, budget and actual general fund, budgetary comparison schedule, budgetary basis, budgetary schedule department. Departmental operations, general fund, combining non-major government funds schedules and capital asset schedules. And we could read for another half an hour or so. This is the basic thing they always.
This must be the.
This is the auditors. And then it goes on to auditor responsibility, procedures, and so forth, so on, which is all boilerplate. Sure that everybody gets the same letter and they just change the name to protect the innocent. Yes. We will also assist in preparing financial statements and so forth. $15,000.
Can I see that before we agree to anything? Because I want to know if there's a deadline that they'll provide us with and all this, because we were right up to the last second, and we still didn't have a final. We had a draft for the book because they were delayed in coming here. And for $15,000, that seems a little extreme. Especially when I don't think they do that much. As for the other one, I would like to hear from Nora what it is. I mean, I'll just throw it in front of us.
Good table. I don't
Yeah, because I have no idea what that's for. It looks like it's for some additional thing.
Here, Gary, that's valid. Okay. Up right in here.
And I think we now grants and aid. I think it was going to be on the agenda.
That's my thought. Have you seen this, Gina? The grant aid,
yeah. Well, I have not seen it, but I have talked to Nora about it, and I have sent an email to the board asking whether I should pursue that. But it looks as though you've already done the letter of intent, which I think is due tomorrow for the next day.
23rd.
23rd, right?
Okay. And this is what we can do or what we will do or whatever. Construct, are you all set or can I read this or?
Go ahead.
Construct one or more road, best management practices to bring the connected road segment into full compliance. It's like what we've done up east there on.
It's usually like a small one, isn't it?
Yeah, 10-12
over there something.
Yeah. Construct a road to the, based on the best practices on a hydrologically connected road segment. That's drainage and so forth. And drain into, and like the where we looked at the up by Melindy's.
Yeah.
That project there was.
Yeah. I thought that project was with Meadow Lee.
I think so, but I'm just using that as a.
Oh, I agree.
Well, post a clean water sign during construction. Provide a minimum 20% local match in kind or in cash. Quantified in-kind contributions such as transportation, municipally owned road equipment, crew labor, so forth, so on. Complete all reporting and invoicing requirements of V-Trans. This is what used to be the back loads grant. They changed the name of the book they've done. It's not a huge amount of money, but we always do something with it. So I think we ought to probably probably ought to send it in. More than likely, we'll get it unless they change there.
Well, I'll make a motion. We sign the grants and aid grant.
A second.
Thanks.
I know I'm public though. Should I wait until the public comes?
No. It's only you, go for it.
The question arose today in a brief meeting with Nora about the authority to sign certain documents. And I'm wondering, where does my authority begin and end? I mean, I don't think I should be signing a lot of things, but if I'm doing a grant and I'm signing an application or the proposal to get it in time, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
The chair is the one that should be signing everything.
As a
You know, I guess it spells it out. I have to, it says select board chair or city council chair, whatever. We have a select board, obviously. And then the town clerk is the second signer.
Then we run through a motion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
What's our what's the address here? Do you remember 1763 or something? What is it?
1064.
In our book, it looks like we paid 90, almost $10,000 for auditing last year. So,
right, we did.
So if it's not up to 15, I want to know why it's not $5,000.
I don't know. I didn't.
You've been to the grocery store lately?
Well, they're not giving me food.
Or the gas pumps.
Gas has actually come down, not up. Yeah, no, I want to. I have a couple issues with that. I want to know why it went up so much, and I would like to see a date in there as to when we need to have our boards back.
This one here, Sherry, you'll have to give to. She's got to fill out her part on the bottom. Nice.
No, because I mean that's quite the hike in price.
Oh, yeah.
Without telling us why, and I need to see last year's. I want to see last year's too, because I have not seen it.
Okay.
And we should have been provided a copy of it.
Okay, I talked to. I sent an email to this Carol. I can't think what her name is now. Doesn't matter. She's in charge of this request for hazardous mitigation proposal. You can't just do it the way we've always done it in the past. Now it's gone to new heights. So there's a proper way we have to bid it. More than likely, Rutland Regional Planning Commission will take the bid.
That's the one that Gina worked on to get in ahead of time to get the grant to fill it out. That's what I was thinking about, I think. Was that that wasn't the woman that came here and talked to us?
That's, yes, Maggie O'Brien came here and talked to us.
There's two of them, I get confused.
So I thought we could post it in three places and that would be fine. And then we'd end up going to Rutland Regional anyways, because that's what we're going to end up doing, I'm quite sure. But she told me no, but she didn't know how to do it. She was going to a meeting today or tomorrow on how to do it. So 2 months ago, when I first got the thing, I sent a letter to this Carolyn Paskey or whatever her name is. It's on the computer. Can't remember. And asked her what we ought to do. Well, she never got back to me. And then miraculously, out of the blue, she called me the other day, yesterday, and said, geez, I'm sorry I missed you. You sent me an email 2 months ago. I said, okay, I'll believe you. So she's getting back to me. She sent us this paperwork here. It shows us how you request, fill it out and request. It goes through the state is what it is. It's just a state.
To get the funds, you mean?
This is a state bid form. No, this is to get some contractors to bid on doing the thing. And then it's a grant, so we will get our money back. But more than likely, it's going to be Rutland Regional Planning.
So why couldn't we get the grants and pay Gina to do it?
Because it has to be a contract. This is, you got to understand how the world works.
Yeah, I got a pretty good handle on how the world works.
But anyways, so that's where it is. You know, they get into cost effectiveness, will be given all this stuff. General printing, photocopy, other da 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 da. If you remember, Yeah, you were here when we did the last one with Bremer and Stephanie Bork.
Yeah.
So apparently, it's now you can't do it that way.
So apparently, it's a scam for Rutland Regional Planning.
No, it's a scam for the state of Vermont.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's what the thing is all about, and now I finally know, because I didn't know, I didn't realize the state has a bid thing, a bid form that you can sign up for, and anytime you bid something, it'll go on the state bid list, and it'll say, Wells, Town of Wells, Vermont's looking for a bid on a payloader, or a bid on this or that. I didn't even know there was such a thing. I never heard of it. But apparently, it's the way we have to do this.
Good to know.
Can I ask a question?
Probably. Answer. You can certainly ask it.
So, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I can say it right. So, this local hazard mitigation plan that we have to revise, when is that due? Because I was thinking it was like right away.
December.
January, oh, it is. Okay. I was thinking much sooner.
2026,
that.
I think.
Okay.
You have to get this out.
Is this maybe what was right away, maybe?
This is some, there's a time or something. Not
okay,
a
that might be what I was thinking of then.
I can't remember any date in the world, but it's that is coming up somewhat
okay.
soon.
Yes, that would make sense.
Maybe August, I'm thinking.
No, I was thinking something was like May, June, or something like that. But
well, if it's May, you're in trouble.
Oh, I know.
But anyways, that's what that is. What else do we have? Do we have any other? That's the guy's stuff on there. That'll give me a little better idea on that. That's the girl. That's Maggie. There was nothing about it. She was supposed to school tomorrow. You saw these, didn't you? The stuff from the meeting. The meeting you were at. Well, you were at the meeting. But,
my notes?
Yeah, I got... this is the highlights. This is you. And then I've got some meeting notes here. This is from... this is to you. From Kate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see. I have to just come in.
Mm-hmm. Very flat page of it.
Got some sparkle on tonight. Those are cute.
My disco
night. Oh.
Did you come up with anything on the sign yet?
Yeah, I sent stuff to you guys.
I saw a bunch of different signs, because I understood that everybody wants it on the wall.
Okay, that's what we need to read. We had it all talked together, so
I don't know about everything.
Right. So I had done some more researching, and I found three different types. One that's similar to us, but it's on a steel post or steel frame. Then there's the kind that you stick in the ground. And I was looking for the ones where it has bigger letters, obviously. And then there's... Yep. No, I'm just throwing it off.
I'm not sure.
And then there's... And then there's the one on the wall. The one on the wall, I mean, this one's like $1,700, and then I'm sure there's shipping involved. And this was the one that it had high, I think it was, I can't remember because it's kind of 4-inch maybe letters or four or five. I mean, so they're not as big as out there. They don't make them that big, but it's, you know, it is a little bigger than your normal little sign. So from what I could see, this is the biggest one you're going to get.
Letters out there. Your measure?
I think they're five. They're like another inch. I think these are an inch smaller.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see the difference in putting it. That porch is 5 feet wide. Mm-hmm. So if a sign is here And the sign is on the wall here, that's 5 feet difference. And it's 150 feet to the road. So I don't see it's 5 feet and 150 feet makes a hell of a lot of difference whether he'll be able to read it or not.
And I don't know if maybe people really read it from the road, or at least if they see stuff, they'll come to the door and see it.
Like the sign that's out there now, is there any way to get one and take the board part off and like screw that board part?
That's just, it's cardboard.
Okay.
You don't want that.
All right.
This would be enclosed in glass.
Oh, okay.
And it's just similar type of thing, but it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, like 7 or 8 rows, so you can do whatever. I believe we would have to buy new lettering for it, which I can't remember if it comes with it or not.
Can't imagine.
Well, it might only come with so many too, and sometimes you have to buy another pack.
Well, if you think about it, there's about 4 different signs we put up. Taxes are due.
Yeah.
Dog tags are due.
Yeah.
Boating.
Well, I mean, if we have more room, we could definitely do more. But this is the route people want to go. I can get more involved into pricing and come to a total of shipping and all that for the next meeting, if you want. But this is what everybody's wish is, which I think Nora was in agreement with this one. I just didn't want to go too far with any of these until we
can narrow down the front. Front lawn is the right idea. I mean,
I agree. I just want
fast to it.
Right. I just wanted to show everybody the options.
I think buying another one like we had, I've been picking the thing out of Snowbank Gas Heads.
Right. Well, that's all plastic.
20 years.
That one's
the wall is the best option.
Well, and it saves space on our sidewalk. It doesn't look so messy either. So, okay. I will go further into this and actually go to checkout and see how much it is with shipping and all that stuff and from there.
How big is that?
This one is 4 foot by 4 foot. No, that can't be right. 40 of a rear board case. Oh, it doesn't look like the same. It looks like 4 foot by 2 foot on each side.
That's a rectangle.
Right. So I'd say it looks like 2 foot by 4 foot. This is for, look at 4 foot by 4 foot reader board display case.
Yeah, because it's only 2 feet. That's like this. It's
not very. No, that's a little big. Yeah, it is. Okay. It just looks longer than
maybe
there.
Maybe they have other sizes.
Okay, probably should measure how big it is out there too. I will look.
I think that one's like 3 by 5.
Okay. All right, so I'll dig in more on this type of display then. I didn't want to go too far without seeing what everybody likes, because getting 50 million things is a waste of time.
Let's go back to the road. Did you read your?
Yeah. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, I read them, and I talked to Caitlin from the Heart Center in Rutland until I lost her in Fairhaven. And basically, she's of the opinion after the meeting that most of the questions that were asked in regard to this, that, and the other thing, the only thing the engineer is concerned with and the only thing a contractor probably would be concerned with is the 170 some odd feet that he or she have to dig up and do something with. If the property owners want something done, a road built or a driveway built or sidewalk built, and the contractor wants to do it, that's fine and dandy.
On their dollar.
But they would be the ones writing the check, not us. And I think that's what Jason made that kind of loud and clear, that that's how the deal works, I believe. According to what Kate was, I wasn't there, obviously.
Right. It was a very interesting meeting. There was Dave Ricard, me, Caitlin, Dale, and the property owner, and her partner.
And a what?
Her partner.
Oh, okay.
And, so it's interesting to me because I sat in this meeting and I listened to everything that everybody said, and it seemed to me that, as far as it made sense, Caitlin and Jason were and I were all on the same table with giving the property owners every chance to be heard and understood. And their overarching goal was coming to the meeting, as stated by them, was to work inclusively and to everyone's mutual benefit. They felt as though we were not transparent and forthcoming, particularly at the beginning. So now they are wanting to be involved in most every step. And we had discussed at the meeting them being involved in reviewing the bids, the bid specs, so that they could understand precisely what was going on. I thought we were all in agreement that they could be involved to some degree that was appropriate with coming up with the specifications as they relate to their land. But it seems as though here that Caitlin is suggesting we may not want them involved in reviewing bid specs because it could hold everything up.
I think I read that as them suggesting changes to it. She doesn't she doesn't mind that sending it to them so they have all the details.
Right. But they just change. They probably will, unless they're involved from step one onward, communicating with those of us who are preparing the bid documents.
They can't change the engineering specs.
Right.
So they understand that. I think we made that clear, that anything that comes out beyond the scope that is now currently in draft form would require possibly a whole redesign. We told them that many times.
Well, and it took us 2 years to even get here, to get something. I mean,
2 years.
Well, whatever. I mean, we just got the forms and all this stuff. Yeah.
So they seem to, my impression is they thought that we were not sharing plans with them for whatever
plans reason. Were available here for 2 or 3 weeks, and they were informed of that. And I gave them they could look at them on their TV, or on their computer. I gave them our email thing, so I forward them to their email or to their computer or their whatever. And if they chose not to look at them, it's not our problem.
Nobody mentioned that during the meeting, but they said that all they got when they showed up here at the office that day was a letter that was overarching and should not be signed. And that they
what does that mean, overarching?
Overstepped its place. The letter required more of them than they were comfortable approving or agreeing to in that moment.
Okay.
And the reason is because I thought there had been a meeting of the minds between the town and Lori in terms of she was fine with what the contractors may have to do at some point
mm-hmm.
in terms of staging and so on. So I was pretty inclusive in my language. Well, turns out the things that I thought were all already agreed to apparently weren't. So it upset them and they came down. But then all I had to give them, they want to know, well, what exactly is going to be done? And I explained, because I've done so many bag stabilization jobs myself, I basically gave the rundown, and they wanted to see the materials list, which I gave them, because I had it right on my desk. I'm like, you can see the riprap, number 4 stone, you can see this and this. And but at the meeting, Jim, the partner, says, well, we knew these things existed out here somewhere, but we haven't seen any of them. And all we got when we came in that day was a list of material. And I thought, well, but that's what we had at that moment.
Right.
So,
well, the other thing they neglected to tell you is that about 3 months ago, I was up there with, you were there. Jason was there, I believe. Or no, Caitlin went. Caitlin, 3 of us were there. And
yes.
I asked some person that was driving out of there Because we did not have any contact information at that point in time.
Right.
Other yeah. than the address of this house, but they were obviously not living there at that point in time. So I asked this fellow that was leaving, I said, do you have contact information on the homeowners? And he was not particularly cordial and said he was leaving, but he'd give them a call and tell them to call me. Well, they never called me. So.
Or he never gave a message. We don't know.
Well, whatever. Nobody right. ever contacted
right. me. Yep.
Regardless. Right. And that's where it stood. And then finally, you or Nora, somebody came up with a phone number. And I called them and brought them up to date as to what was going on at that point in time. But we were still in the permit stage. It took a lot of time to get permits.
Right.
You know, you're dealing with three different engineers, umpteen state people, and the federal government. So, and that's, and I did tell them at some point in time that I had a set of plans here, and then they came down. I believe I gave them a set of plans, or I guess that's when I decided they would be better to view them on a computer rather than a small 8.5 by 11 plan. And that's the last time I've had any contact with them. I mean, I don't know how they've got my number. I haven't heard anything from them, so I didn't know what was, you know.
Well,
and I could not make the meeting on Thursday.
We ended the meeting with, I indicated that I was going to put together my own meeting notes, make sure that we were all on the same page, which is what that was supposed to be. But I did not want to share it with the property owners until I was sure that our partners and I and everyone would be a united front.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I got their comments. Now I have to go back and kind of revamp how I recorded things and then send it to Lori via email so that she can make sure that their interests were properly recorded and understood.
I
would like to, if we can, have an executive session today with Gina, in regards to legal.
What's that again?
To go into executive session to discuss some possible legal steps if needed. So while we have Gina here, because I know that is some of the discussion in there. And I believe we can do that for legal reasons.
You want to talk about your Xfinity quote for a second?
So I finally got a live person that actually speaks English and knows what I'm talking about. Because I called again because I got no response from the last time. So I talked to Xfinity, and about switching over from Consolidated to Xfinity because Consolidated eventually is just going to keep raising our rates and getting rid of the and making us switch to the fiber type of thing. And they've even told me you're better off trying going with Comcast than that. And plus, after the last thing that happened, we had no phones or anything with the fire department or any of them for days, which is not okay. So I called. So they've sent me the paperwork about everything that we talked about, and it needs a signature, but I don't want to sign anything until I've brought it here to talk about and make sure I understand everything the way we want it. So I talked about this town office. We're moving 3 lines. That would be the 0486, the 1985, and the 0464. Nora asked me to check on the voicemail. Now, according to this, it looks like voicemail is only on the 0486. Do you usually have voicemail on all 3 lines?
We had another line, and when they took that away,
there was a lister's number, which was 0188, and the phone would flip to that.
We got rid of that one.
Yeah.
We said
we only have one line. So if you call and we're on the phone, it won't, you can't, it's just like it's busy, I believe.
You mean the olden days? So do we need voicemail? So one of these numbers is the fax machine, correct?
Yes.
That was the 0464 thing. And 1985 is what? That might be the list.
What's that?
The 1985.
It's either the burglar alarm or the select board. That's,
I don't
know. Burglar alarm or the fax line.
Computer. The fax is 0464. So maybe it's the burglar alarm. So then we only need the voicemail in the 0486-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I had them add that on. The internet's already here free. The library, we get internet for free there. We want voicemail on that one as well, correct? Do you have voicemail currently on the library phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to continue that. Yeah, so I just want to make sure I'm including everything. And you, the internet is something that's provided free for governmental. The town garage, I said we need voicemail there in case somebody has a question for them, but we need internet there too, because correct?
Yeah.
Correct. They currently have it and we're paying for it, so therefore we got to make earth on this one. Correct. So I added that. So the last one is, so they have to come out to check the town garage, because why is the town garage 32 South Street, but yet the person across the road is like 200 and something? Because that was really messing with their maps.
I would dare say they never changed it on the bill.
That's,
be my guess.
Well, no, that is the 32 South Street, because that has Dave.
It's not 32.
Okay, then what is?
House next door is 80 something. Cross house.
Dave told me it's 32. Nora says 32. So as far as I know, we've never been changed.
The night I fished the guy out of the bathtub, it was dead. It was 88. So.
Right, I know. Everybody else has been changed, but it's almost like the town garage hasn't been. So I told him, no, there is a line there, but they have to come out and look. The other one they got to come out to check, obviously, is Bullfrog Hollow with the transfer station. They may not be able to switch this over, which I said we understand if not, but they're going to check it out to see if there's a way to. Voicemail? Do we need we probably should have voicemail on there? I don't know if he ever checks it at the
town garage?
No.
Town hall?
No.
Town
transfer,
town?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so we can get rid of that. I'll tell them no.
Get rid of the town. No.
Do we want to get rid? Well, we had it installed because of emergency.
No. We had to put a fence across the road in front of it and forget it.
Well, that's a different story. So, so also looking at their quotes right now. So with the town office, it appears. So there's it looks like a $130 fee to change each line over per line. Of course, they always throw those in there. But after that, it looks like the town office would go from $303 to $224.80. Let me take that back. That's without the fees and all that. So I think we're going to be running close to around the same amount. Some might be a little more or fairly close or a little less. I mean, they're all looking to be about around the same. I think so. So if everybody's okay with me moving forward, I will go ahead and sign it and let him go on, do his thing. Obviously, they'd have to set up somebody to come out and do all that garbage and stuff. So I will go and run with that, but I'll take the voicemail off the transfer station.
So this would be, our phone would be, rather than through the lines, would be internet phone, normal phone.
No, it is normal. He was telling me there was two different, this is normal. What did he
We have regular landline. Most everybody now has switched over, the state of Vermont has switched over. Their phones are off the internet.
Well, Wi-Fi?
Yeah,
internet, Wi-Fi, whatever. Yeah, Thomas's garage. They don't have a phone line going there anymore. It's all internet phones.
Okay,
they just have so much trouble with them that they just switch.
So I think it is some sort of internet down because they told me something about this could go to your cell phone or something, your lines. So there is something new with this, But it is still through the lines because there's different colors or something. They're telling me one's Consolidated, one's Comcast, one's Fit. They're all different lines. I don't know. The other thing they were asking about how the internet was here. We're going to live with it because if the price of what it is, if we don't like it, is $100 a month. So, and that's what we'll be paying over at the town garage is $100 a month. Can we not get internet over there without it?
He really needs it though.
I know he needs it, but there's no other access point, right? It needs to have there. Okay.
He does most everything here. I mean, he comes in and does, but I don't know. Does he use it there?
Yeah.
He does. Okay. I don't really know with all the
So.
grant stuff and things he's in.
So yeah. So this is what the guy came up with. So if you're okay, I'll move forward with that.
All right.
You good with that?
Yes. Please do.
All right. So
Please do.
you gotta make a motion to grant me the power to move forward with this and sign it.
I'll make a motion that Tammy sign the paperwork.
Service order.
Say yes.
All right, thank you. I'll move forward with that.
On that. Now, at this point in time, I think we should go into executive session to discuss the costs of this road. Deal, what we're looking at, where we're going to get the money from, because whatever the bill is, we have to front the money before we get any money back. And you're looking at somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000.
Right.
So I would entertain a motion to go into executive session at
For which
7:55.
Using which reason?
Make a motion to go into executive session.
I just said reason to talk over the finances of.
Okay. All right, a second. All right, let me. All right, make a motion. We come out of executive session.
Okay, we are back in session at 8:10.
Yes. What else we got on there?
All right, I don't know. Next on the agenda is the new truck. I did get a quote on what it would be for a stainless steel box. As of right now, it's 10 to 12 grand extra. And the more I talk to the outfitter, Viking, if we can roll our trucks in a timely manner like we're attempting to do, then probably we don't need to worry about a rotted out box. And their boxes that they use are different than the ones that are on our truck, particularly.
How so?
They're a different manufacturer, they're a different kind of steel, and they're made differently. So they stand up, they have I believe they have an 8-year warranty on rust.
That's pretty good.
I think so. I think that's what he said. So, and other than that, I haven't got a firm bid because I didn't, we didn't, you know, I didn't. So I guess our next step would be to get as firm as the bid can be in this far in advance.
Right.
And what the difference is, I didn't get the difference on an automatic because we're going to go with an automatic anyway, so I didn't really. I mean, it's kind of a moot point.
And the new truck's running good, the one we have now? Everything's good?
I certainly hope so.
I haven't seen it yet. So is it due to go for lettering at some point?
All done.
It's all done. So
new truck.
I'll have to stop and see it.
Got good power. I've driven her. It's got good power.
And you were going to talk
John Henry liked it, and Doug seems to like it, and Dave seems to like it. What's that?
Who's driving it? Is it Doug?
I think if all, no, Doug is usually running equipment. John and David are frequently, I think.
Huh?
John's been using it. Doug is Doug's whatever.
Him and Doug were on their own little project up on Endless Brook.
You were going to check with somebody about possibly getting an estimate on the old truck?
Yeah, I talked to them. They're all over the place. Average price on a truck in the shape that that one is in is 15 to 20 grand. The one that Paulette's got over there, they're asking 17 for that, but that's in a lot, that's a lot older and in a lot worse shape than ours is.
Oh my God, yeah.
They refused 20 for it a few years ago.
It's still sitting there.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I haven't talked to Stan about it. He asked me about it here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was at the meeting here.
I said, yeah, that's right, yeah. So I told him, you know, it wasn't much news just yet.
Okay.
So I thought I'd look around and, excuse me, we get these truck papers at O'Reilly's that auction papers that have a lot of municipal, former municipal trucks in them. See if I could find something of that vintage and just see what they are going. And I guess the next step would be to talk to or we could get a number, and like I say, as close a number as he can give us. But and it's
will the plow off the old truck fit the new truck?
That would be a good question. I would assume so. It'd be the same. If you bought a new plow, it'd be in a new wing. It'd be the same size. You know.
Is it fitted though for the plow, or does it have to have?
Well, the truck that we'd be. No, wait a minute now. I almost think the truck that we would be getting rid of, not the one that we're going to get rid of now, but the one that we would be replacing, went through. It wasn't Viking. It was whatever Viking's company's name was before it was Viking. It just been Viking for a short time.
Yeah.
And it may be the same plow. Same. They may use the same hookup. I don't know. Yeah. It may be. I'm sure it's adapted to answer your question.
So the truck, the new truck that we have, we just got. Does it have the hookup for the plow or no?
Yes, that came with all, that's what took so long.
It came, right. Well, the bed, I thought it was the
whole
bed.
Truck is brand new.
Right, it has a plow and all that.
Brand
everything.
New plow, brand new okay. Wing, all brand right. New hydraulics.
Gotcha, all right.
Whether we could, you know, save some money by putting the wing off of the truck that Dave has presently been driving. I would think maybe it's the same company, so they're probably building them the same way, unless they found a better way to do it or a different way of doing it. I don't know. We'd have to look into that. But we got a while to wait for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I will get some numbers from Drake and see where we can go.
That's good.
We probably better get it going sooner than later.
Yeah, get it ordered.
Yeah, the other question, the other problem is the transmission. I guess right now it would be an Allison, but I guess International is building their own, going to be building their own transmission. I'm really not excited about the first year.
I know. Kind of
about that transmission.
Make your day just you do it the first
go with a proven performer. Well, that brings us to the LHMP, which we now have the paperwork. Get that filled out. And we can get going on that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. The planning committee.
I emailed the Wellstown adopted plan. It is gone.
Well, it went everywhere, correct?
As far as I know, the emails I got were the same ones I got before.
Before it comes. And
Yeah, well, see, it's not town emails. That's the problem. It's the planning commissions of those towns.
right.
So, yes, it's the
No, but the
same.
four towns
Yes.
have to have a copy of it.
They were the ones that got the draft copy. It was the same emails. And I CC'd Logan on it.
So you ended
It's.
up doing it?
Yeah, so Steve did respond that he was having problems sending it. And so he was needing Fran and Laurel's help. And I said, I get it.
I kind of thought that was probably the way it was.
So I said, because we're in a time crunch, I sent it.
Well, the problem being, I talked to Devin yesterday, or
Yeah, yesterday.
yesterday. I couldn't get a hold of Logan. I got a hold of Devin, and we were at the point, which is what I've tried to instill on our planning commission, that we're not making up these dates just because we like the sound of the number. This is all mandates that come
Yes.
through the Vermont statutes, and we were out of time. Technically, the town plan is supposed to be once you have your public hearing, and if there's no changes to be made, or when you get the changes made, it immediately goes to the other towns in the Rutland Regional Plan. And ours couldn't do that because I couldn't get any answers from anybody. So finally, I called Tammy yesterday, and after I talked to Devin, and he said, "Well, you probably better plan on doing it over again."
No, thank you.
I said, "I don't think so." So she obviously sent it out, as she just said.
I sent it to Logan, though. I did not include Devin.
Well, no, you don't
Right.
have to. Logan is the planner in the planning commission.
Well, and he was the one that Heather and I both had asked a question of a couple times and never got a response from.
I never did yet. I
So it
sent
kind of just makes you a little nervous because
an
he does that.
email to him, an email to Devin, phone call to Devin, phone call to him.
And Devin
Devin
got.
called me back. Logan did not.
Yeah, so.
I did talk to Sharon last evening. I had called her to find out because I had no answers. I had tried calling Steve and I never got him. I tried emailing him, I didn't get him. I talked to Fran, see if he knew anything, because I know him and Steve talk or whatever. He knew nothing. He was going away, and once I found out how deep the doo-doo we were in was, I decided that I would start calling people. Figure somebody's got to answer the phone. But I called Sharon, and she called me back last night. Her computer's down, and by that time, I'd already got hooked up with Tammy, and it was taken care of. But I will be at the next planning session.
It's next Wednesday, I think, right? I'm pretty sure it's next.
28th or 7th
Yes.
or whatever it is.
28th.
So, anyways, so finally, this thing has gone to bed. It's done. It's finished.
That's good.
Thank
Thank
God.
freaking God. Time for drinks.
Westlake Road. In addition to the Westlake Road, we might as well talk about Mill Pond. The girl that has Kaylee Rumnell has the horse deal
Yep.
there. Would like to have a horseback sign somewhere right by her road, and somewhere once you get up past Larry Moore's and you go down, there's a dirt road where it says firewood or something on your right hand side, just past a little cottage where the old guy used to live there. They do trail rides around in a circle there. And John Henry talked to her, and I said I would look into it and bring it up tonight. So I don't know. I have a couple signs I would think would be adequate.
Well, for safety reasons for them and cars, so
What's that?
yeah. I said for safety reasons for the animals and them and the cars, so yeah.
Westlake Road, I think we need to go with some. I got to go up there and see what there is for children playing or pedestrians or something. I think I know there's a children playing inside.
I know that's there.
I'm thinking it's somewhere by Lake St. Catherine Cottages, but I'm not positive.
You go.
And I think we ought to put a couple speed bumps in there.
Yeah.
One somewhere, maybe around Ricky Rudd's, and somewhere this back this way from Kyazas. By maybe not quite as far as Kings, but in that stretch.
Speak with the gals that were here to see what their feeling was. They're walking the road all the time. They might know where the real problem place would be.
I think the whole thing, except once you get around the corner where Kyazas are going towards Pulte, you can't really.
Yeah, that.
You can go fast, but you'll probably end up getting wet.
I wouldn't let it go.
So, I don't know where we stand on our sign budget. I almost don't think there's any money.
We can. I might have to wait till July 1st. Well, you don't really want to wait that long with the lake, so. Well, I mean, I had thought Nora was coming tonight to go over the financials, but I guess not, because we need to have her come and we need to discuss the financials of what we're looking at for year end. Are we looking at we're going to have some surplus or not, or to know if we have extra money for this type of stuff. So I think we definitely need to have her on the agenda for next time to come with that detail.
Yeah, I think she was planning on doing it the first meeting in June.
Okay.
So, oh, anyways, I don't know what's.
So, in the meantime, I would just talk
you
to her.
In you don't school. Have the
No, it was in the. Oh, I don't think you gave it to me.
Maybe one in here.
I don't remember if I took it or you have it.
I'm sure it has changed once. No, it's not. There's nothing.
No, I don't think we've ordered any signs lately.
Anyways, it can't cost all that much, so I think we ought to go ahead and get a couple of horse signs and
yeah.
It's up there for pedestrian and children playing or something, signs. So and
you
want
to order the speed bump service, too?
And the speed bump, yeah.
Well, I think we should get a quote for all of them and then make sure with Nora that we've got the money and then do it.
I think John Henry and or something have looked at it.
Yeah, there's some numbers here.
We just need to know which shipping.
He's got Safety Warehouse, which is 223.11. And I'm assuming they're all 6-footers. I don't know. I thought they were somewhere 8-footers. Kay, he hasn't got a number from them yet. Kano signs $185.80, but they have a shipping charge. So we got to do a little more research on that. Grant Name, who did that. Dwayne Woods, lady from the bicycle club, called me and was very concerned about the parking lot. Paul and Fran and I put the dock in at the Lakeside Park, and while we were there, we talked to Fran, and Fran had been over there with his tractor, and there was a pile of gravel left there from something. So he spread that around. He didn't see as the parking lot was all that bad. They were questioning making it bigger. He decided that it didn't really need to be bigger.
Well, he was going to talk with Birmingham.
He did go up and see. Well, they had a meeting the same day as Gina did. Did you go to that?
No, that was Thursday. I think it was Thursday.
Yeah, that was the same day as the.
Oh, I thought hers was on Friday.
No, hers was Thursday, too.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
That was in the morning or noontime or something.
Noon.
Yeah. That was when Burlingame and the girl from, or somebody from, Polk, by the way. Maybe you can inform us as to what the results of that were.
Well, as far as the culvert goes, Andre, the engineer, he said that the culvert that was in there was probably just fine. They really didn't need to change it. I think Dave was planning on changing it, though. Or he sounded like it.
Well, there's one of them that is pretty much gone.
Well, this one's a plastic culvert, isn't it?
Where's this culvert?
Just
is it by his barns in that area, or is it further in?
Oh no, it's closer to Jones.
Okay, all right.
But that's not that culvert. It's not. I wouldn't say it can be terribly old. It's plastic culvert.
Yeah.
But it's undersized.
Yeah.
But he, this Andre, the engineer, he seemed to think the amount of flow that's going through that culvert, it's probably fine.
Okay.
So it doesn't sound like we need to change it then.
And then Fran and Birmingham, they were going up to the parking lot to see if it was okay to make it bigger. I don't know how that turned out. I didn't go up there.
I think it could be made bigger should it need to be, but neither one of them figured that it really needed to be. You know, you can easily fit 6-8 cars in there, and there's never been 6 or 8 cars. There's 3, 4, maybe. Dave did say at some point in time this summer, if he had some bank run or something, he would go up and put it in there. I mean, the lady was there in the wettest. I mean, it hasn't been this wet in 100 years. So, yeah.
It was quite a lot of water going through that culvert. I mean, not rushing or anything, but there was a lot of water in that wetland.
Okay. So, Pulteney Meadow, we're not doing anything with that.
No.
Except possibly changing that culvert out. But it's not through that, but it's just, we change it, we change it.
That's right. It's our job.
Because Dave did say to me that he thought they were taking a culvert. He was going to be taking a culvert out to put a bigger one in. And I think that's what he was thinking about using up there.
Yeah,
was the one
that could be.
Taken out.
He sounded like he might take it out.
All right. The last thing on our agenda that for this evening that I have is IT work, Tammy.
So I called Greg, who was in here, and said, I guess according to Nora, that we need all kinds of stuff and something with Sherry's computer, and that Comcast only saves 5 years back, and according to VLTC, we're still 7-10 years back. And like, I wasn't understanding everything she was saying, so I wanted to talk to Greg myself. So I called, left him a message last week, have not heard back. I followed up with an email the other day, still have not heard back, so I have no update. So hopefully next time I will.
Did you send him an email?
I sent him an email too. Yeah.
That's how we communicate now.
We dumped a bunch of money into the computers back when we had that American Rescue money.
I'm quite sure we did. Bought 3 or 4 of them things.
And that's not that long ago, really.
I believe we bought at least 2 new computers. I remember hauling a bunch of computers to Pulteney Dump. I don't know if I mentioned it the last time, the Lake St. Catherine Association is going to use this room twice in June. I cannot remember the dates off the top of my head, but they're both Wednesday, they're Wednesday nights, and I believe one is public hearing of some kind. It's on here. Yeah, the message is on the computer. To tell their plan.
Milfoil thing?
What? their milfoil plans, what they got their grants and what they're going to do.
Have we seen anything about their schedule or where they're putting the pesticides? I haven't seen anything come out about that. Have you?
About what?
Normally we see like a schedule from them as to when they're going to put the stuff, you know, put pesticides or herbicides or whatever they are into the lake and where. And
normal, well, you got to wait for the milfoil to grow. It's an emergent herbicide, not a pre-emergent. So,
it isn't growing
yet.
So
it's usually third week of June, something like that.
But I know
they have the map notice. Where they're going to do it is on.
I haven't seen that. Well, I saw a map, but it wasn't anything to do with that.
No, there was a map floating around that showed where they're going to do it. I don't believe they're doing a huge amount this year. And I could be wrong on that.
I didn't see anything because I saw in their newsletter or whatever they had a map of something else, but not of that. So I must have missed it somewhere. Okay.
But I don't, and they may not have made a final decision yet until after they have this hearing with the state.
Yeah.
Because the state, I think you mentioned, tells them what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and when they're going to do it. That's all I have, unless you folks have something or something we need to discuss. What's that?
Wednesday, June 4th at 6:30.
Yeah, and I think there's one other one, too.
I don't think I remember seeing one, but maybe I'm wrong. To put on the calendar, but I could be wrong.
I haven't heard anything other like associations to what they're going to do or not do or whatever.
I'm good.
Right, I will call Merrill. Spines and speed bumps.
And the signing of that LHMP, whatever that is. You said that has to go in a couple days.
Yeah.
23rd.
And you're going to talk to her on the. Let's talk to our.
All right, stop. Yeah. Sherry, can you scan those to me, please, tomorrow? The auditor's proposal stuff. Just have a copy of it from me when I talk to Nora.
Oh, flags are.
Yes, flags are in the cemetery.
Flags are up. Flags are in the cemetery. Flags are up on the streets. Some of them are not up to snuff. I gave Dave what we had, which was only two or three small ones. Dyke got me two or three more small ones that I got to John, and I ordered some more 3x5s. I ordered 3 4x6s because that's what's on the our flag poles at cemetery, the park, and I mean the green and here.
Yep.
And then I ordered some 3x5s to change out the ones on the poles, telephone poles. So that's taken care of. And the coal patch has been done in the park.
I see that. I noticed that tonight when I stepped out of my car. I didn't go into a hole. Thank you.
And
the signs, I'm assuming the stop sign, all that, that's on the to-do list you said last time. I know Dave just got back from vacation.
Well, I've been trying to finish that job up on Endless Brook. They put that mat, they put 600 up by Wanda's up in there.
Is that where they put it?
They put 600 feet of mat in, I believe, or close to it. And they got it covered, but they didn't get it covered properly. That was last week when it was a torrential rain hit. They've been trying to get that done before the next go around.
Yeah,
that'll make a hell of a difference.
Rain, go away.
Be kind of curious to see. Other towns have said it works. So.
Well, Dave said we're good up there on Butts Hill. Or Ballard Farm, wherever it's called.
Actually, the kid, Borello kid, he comes into the store all the time for whatever reason. He was saying how good, how great the road has been this year. All right, I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Okay. All right, so be it.
We're adjourned at 8:39 p.m.